Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has put a lot of stress on college students as well. In just a few weeks, many have had to pack up their bags, leave campus, and then transition to new online classes. And for those set to graduate this spring, the economic uncertainty caused by the pandemic has many on edge and some rethinking their plans after graduation. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Hunter Chesley says she hasn't gotten much sleep over the past month. She's a senior at the University of Maine at Augusta, and she's anxious about COVID-19, how it could affect her family, and what it could mean for her future.
It is hard because I feel anxious all the time. I'm nervous that I won't be able to get a job after graduation. So that's kind of all I'm thinking about right now. So just because I'm scared people are going to not be hiring and the economy and things like that.
Chesley's path toward a college degree has had a couple of twists and turns. She transferred out of UMA to study medical assisting before eventually re-enrolling at the school to major in mental health and human services. She wants to get into social work. But the COVID-19 pandemic has upended her plans. She's on a tight budget, and with businesses closing and millions losing jobs nationwide, she's stressed about how to make her finances work in an uncertain economy.
You know, the stimulus checks just came out and things like that. And because I'm a college student and my parents claimed me last year, I don't qualify for a check. So finances are definitely tight and it's very worrisome. And especially where, you know, I don't know what's next for a job and things like that.
Things were great. You know, a month ago we had, you know, 2.5% unemployment. Everybody had job offers. It was, you know, this wonderful time and very optimistic. And then boom, it's just like this big crash of uncertainty.
Chrisanne Blackie is the director of the University of Maine Career Center. She says that constant uncertainty over the last month has been unnerving for students as they attempt to finish the semester online and search for jobs and internships. Because of the uncertain job market, she says, some students are now talking about grad school instead. But Blackie also sees some positive signs. Job postings, for example, are still coming in, she says. And she's encouraging students to consider opportunities that they might not have thought about in the past.
So I think if they can go forward and embrace the uncertainty and say, okay, I'm willing maybe to take a job that I hadn't looked at before because it wasn't really what I was interested in, but I could do this job or I could do an internship or I could volunteer and look at everything that they do as an opportunity to develop skills, to learn about themselves. They may be surprised at where they end up in a very different place than where they thought.
For some seniors, COVID-19 restrictions are already changing the location and type of jobs they're seeking. Timothy Kaplowitz, a senior from Bates College now living at home in New York, says a few months ago he was planning to move to a new city and start a career in film.
But at this point, obviously it's completely impossible to like go look for apartments in some other city. At this point, like, I'm just going to try and find something near New York just because it's easier, it's more manageable. So in that sense, it's really changed the course that I thought my life was going to take, I guess. But in terms of like what I'm applying for, I think I'm applying for like similar things for the most part, but I certainly am being much less selective over what jobs I apply for and what jobs I don't, just because like I just need a job.
Kaplowitz's classmate, Ryan Lazanik, is a Portland native and Bates student government president. He's had similar conversations with other out-of-state students who aren't likely to return.
I've talked to a few students who have said, I don't have the economic means to come back to Maine anytime soon, or it doesn't make sense for me to come back to Maine anytime soon. And for me, as a Mainer, it's really concerning to see all these really amazing, bright young people who are going to stay in the state now being like, okay, I don't see economic opportunities here anymore with the economic decline, and also I don't have the ability to come back.
At the University of Maine at Augusta, senior Hunter Chesley says she intends to stay in the state after graduation. She's also expanding the kinds of positions she's looking at. And in the meantime, she's helped to set up Zoom meetings for students 3 times a week, where she and her classmates can talk about their challenges.
For students to be able to have a chance to talk with somebody who's going through the same thing. And
while the anxiety and uncertainty aren't likely to go away anytime soon, Chesley hopes the meetings can reassure students that they're not alone. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.